Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
What up, though? You already know what it is. Dead End Sports 365. I'm your boy, BZ430. Back with another quick video. In this video, my quick topic for today is, you know, I think this was reported today, if I'm not mistaken. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson has agreed to an exhibition, which is supposed to be in Vegas sometime this year. I don't think it's an official date yet, but I think they're both sides are looking on, you know, for agreement. And you know, this whole exhibition shit show that's been going on with Jake Paul, I mean, I have not been a fan of this at all. I actually think it's bad for boxing. I mean, yeah, it makes this guy a lot of money. People still watching it. I think it's just in a, as much as I love boxing too, I love the sport of boxing, but you know, it's hard to look at this sport and not see that it's kind of starting to die out with all this exhibition, because on top of that, you already have like crazy matchups and fights not being made because of who knows the politics that's going on in boxing with different, all these different promoters and all these different networks. No one can come to agreement and stuff. You know, we still haven't, and I'm starting to be at peace with this, with Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford not ever fighting. I'm starting to be at peace with that. I don't think that fight is ever going to happen. The lightweight division, you got Devin Haney, you got Lomachenko, even though Lomachenko and Lopez have fought already, but you know, you still got Tank, Javante Davis, you still got Ryan Garcia. Like make these big fights happen. These big fights are not happening on top of this shit show of Jake Paul getting all this attention, who has not fought a real current fighter yet. A boxer, really. He has not fight a current boxer yet. You know what I'm saying? Someone that's really, really a professional. That, you know, let him fight someone that's a 15-0 professionally. You know what I'm saying? Why is he fighting these washed up fighters or these washed up UFC guys who's naturally not boxers? And it's like, okay, Mike Tyson, this old exhibition. It's like Rocky III when fucking Rocky was fighting Hulk Hogan and shit. Like, Who wants to see this? Obviously, people want to see if they're putting up $50 million on this, man. The fact that this, but you know, it's a YouTuber and Jake Paul. So I don't know, man. This is, I think it's bad for boxing. It's horrible in the sport of boxing when you're already not having, you know, these big fights are happening, you know, in between and with real boxers. It's a shame. It's a shame that this is boxing has come to this. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, goodness gracious. It's just frustrating. I just wanted to talk about how frustrated I am with the sport of boxing, a sport that I really love and I've been following since I was a kid. And, you know, to see it come to this, it's just like, man, it's for someone that's enjoyed boxing, I don't see how someone can like this. You see this and you're like, oh man, I'm excited. I don't watch these exhibition type style fights. I've never watched the Jake Paul fight. I'm not interested at all. I just see highlights and clips on Twitter from all the time from that stuff, but none of that stuff interests me. Whenever I see Jake Paul on the screen or him fighting, does not interest me at all. I want to see real boxers, trained boxers who've been doing this pretty much their entire life. I want to see it. And with all these dope fighters that's not fighting each other, so it just pisses me off. So you know, with this whole Mike Tyson and Jake Paul thing, I think it's just one big shit show. I don't care for it, me personally. I'm pretty sure people are still going to tune in because of Jake Paul and because of Mike Tyson. Anybody's going to always tune in whenever Mike Tyson's on the screen. But, you know, I just want to give y'all my quick opinions on that, man, and just how I feel about the sport of boxing in general, man. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. I'm pissed off about it. You know, for someone that's a fan of it, I can't believe boxing has come to this now. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let me know what y'all think in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Twitter as well. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all think about this whole Jake Paul situation as a whole, or this upcoming fight, exhibition fight that's supposed to be happening this year. So just let me know what y'all think about this, man. So till then, check y'all out later. Dead End Sports will be, I think, recording tomorrow at 9:30 live as well. I hope you guys watched yesterday's show. If y'all haven't, make sure y'all go on the YouTube channel. On here, y'all here already. Check out the podcast from last night as well. And of course, upcoming videos, 365 videos from other co-hosts on the show. You know what I'm saying? FIFO, Shelton, Manny, you know, shout out to Q. We should be getting some stuff from Q pretty soon, a six man. 12 Kai, hopefully he'll be recording a couple of these as well. And of course, Ken. So let me know what y'all think in the comment section. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, y'all like it, hate it, y'all agree with me, disagree with me, whatever. Peace out.